unmitigated disaster. That's how some Democrats are describing President Joe Biden's performance in last night's presidential debate. The debate saw the president losing his train of thought and Donald Trump hammering him on that.
Move until we get the total ban on the total initiative relative to what we're going to do with more Border Patrol and more asylum officers.
President Trump?
I really don't know what he said at the end of that sentence. I don't think he knows what he said either. Look.
The two candidates also clashed over who cares more about America's veterans.
Veterans are a hell of a lot better off since they passed the PACT Act. 1 million of them now have insurance and their families have it. Their families have it because what happened, whether it was Agent Orange or burn pits, they're all being covered now. And he opposed, his group opposed that. We're also in a situation where we have great respect for veterans. My son spent a year in Iraq, living right next to one of those burn pits, came back with stage 4 glioblastoma. I was recently in France for D-Day, and I spoke all about those heroes that died. I went to the World War I cemetery he refused to go to. He was standing with his 4-star general, and he told me, he said, I don't want to go in there because they're a bunch of losers and suckers. My son was not a loser, was not a sucker. You're the sucker. You're the loser.
President Trump?
First of all, that was a made-up quote, suckers and losers. They made it up. It was in a third-rate magazine that's failing, like many of these magazines. He made that up. He put it in commercials. We've notified him. We had 19 people that said I didn't say it. And think of this. Who would say I'm at a cemetery or I'm talking about our veterans? Because nobody's taken better care. I'm so glad this came up and he brought it up. There's nobody that's taken better care of our soldiers than I have. To think that I would, in front of generals and others, say suckers and losers. We have 19 people that said it was never said by me.
Julia Manchester, a reporter at The Hill in Washington, joins us now. Julia, what's the reaction today? Who won? Who lost?
Well, look, I think the consensus, among Republicans and also Democrats is that it was a very bad night for Joe Biden. Going into this debate, there was a lot of questions about how Biden would perform. Would we get the Biden that was strong and, put together like he was at the State of the Union earlier this year? Or would he, lose his train of thought and be shaky, raspy, inaudible? And we got the second one of those two. And there's concern right now about, how Democrats move forward. Because, for quite some time now, we've seen the Biden campaign and Democrats defending themselves against attacks on Biden's age a few weeks ago. There were questions about what the Biden campaign has called cheap fakes, which is, video clips that they say have been deceptively edited to make Biden seem like he is, confused or, not with it. But last night's debate, that wasn't edited. We saw it all.
So how did Donald Trump perform then? How are you rating his performance?
So Donald Trump, in terms of delivery, performed, quite well compared to President Biden. And, there were questions about how Donald Trump would come into the debate. Would he be calm, cool, and collected? Or would he, walk into the debate like he did during the first 2020 presidential debate, being erratic, sort of out of control, aggressive, interrupting? And he was actually much more calm this time. He even at one point asked the moderators if he could respond to President Biden, something he hasn't normally done in past debates. Now, there are a lot of questions about, the truth, some of the truthfulness of some points he made and, the content of that. But in terms of delivery, Donald Trump did well.
But he was not able to talk over President Biden because he was muted.
He absolutely, but he didn't really try to even do that. I mean, he theoretically you could try to do it and continue, but he didn't even really try to make an effort. He was very controlled.
David Axelrod, a former aide to President Barack Obama, told CNN there are going to have to be discussions about whether Biden can continue. Is that a real prospect now?
So we've heard, a speculation about that in the past, and Democrats have rushed that off saying that's not, you know, that's blown out of proportion, et cetera. You know, from what I've been hearing now, you know, I don't know if a lot of Democrats are calling it a prospect now, but the fact that it's even being mentioned among Democrats, and there's chatter about it now before the Democratic National Convention in August, I think that's very, very significant.
And can they go about making changes? How easily could that be done?
You know, it would be difficult. You know, it would have to be done at the convention in Chicago. So, you know, another person would have to be nominated. There are questions as to who that would be. It could be Vice President Kamala Harris, California Governor Gavin Newsom, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. You know, I'm naming a lot of people who have been considered 2028 presidential hopefuls. But essentially, they would be nominated and delegates would have to decide at the convention. But that would be a very... you know, probably it would be a mess, quite frankly. You know, at this point in the campaign, to nominate someone else while we were so far into this, I mean, that's risk.
We're also joined by Patty Shields from the US Democrats here in Ireland. Patty, how are you feeling this morning?
You know, it was a long and very unsettling night. I think you know, the issue has been spoken to well. Joe Biden really had one job in the evening, which was to, you know, show up and silence some of the critics of, you know, age and cognition concerns. And his performance was definitely substandard.
Well, has he convinced you that he's up for another 4 years?
You know, I think the fact, you know, as your speaker just said, that the conversation is still happening, you know, post this debate and really gaining momentum. You know, personally, you know, I think there are a lot of concerns about Trump's performance. But what I'm most concerned about today, in a world of sound bites and clips and edits, that, you know, kind of the hyperbolic lies and statements, you know, shared by this convicted felon on stage, it isn't really coming up at all in the conversations today. It's really all about Biden's performance. And I think there is a concern out there about what the options are for the Democrats going into the convention in August in Chicago.
Patty Shields of US Democrats Abroad, thank you.